My name's Angie Scholes, and in our mining focus this week, I'm joined by Yuan Kutsir, who's the managing director of Rossing Uranium. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Angie.
What is Rossing Uranium showcasing at this year's Mining Expo and conference?
Well, I think, as you might have picked up, it's a big year for Rossing. We're 50 years old. So I think what we're showcasing is the 50-year history of the mine itself, what we've done over the last 50 years, living up to our slogan that says working for Namibia. But we're also showcasing as us now moving into a new era. And we really want to become the first centennial uranium mine in the world. So moving with new technology, with the support of our board, with the support of our majority shareholder, we're really looking forward to a very bright future for Rossing. So we're trying to have a balance between the two of them, looking at the past, but really also focusing on the future.
How has Rossing positioned itself under the CNUC's ownership?
Yeah. I think on the previous majority shareholding, Rossing was facing closure. With CNUC coming in as a majority shareholder, obviously we're now part of a big nuclear family. CNC, CNUC's mother company, has got the full value chain in the nuclear industry. And we're obviously the biggest mine in the CNC group. So quite important to them. And what's good for us is we've got support of a majority shareholder and a board who really want us to be successful, who really want us to be there for a long time, and who also is able to buy our product from us at very good competitive prices. So I think our position to ourselves is now really stabilizing the operation after very difficult years in the late 1900s to 2000 to 2019, stabilizing the operation, and now looking at building on that, extending the life of mine beyond 2036, but also increasing production. So we're now really looking at, we've done it, we've stabilized, now we build for the future.
Nice. What recent developments or milestones would you highlight for Rossing Uranium in the past year?
I think in the past year, what we really focused on is, as I mentioned earlier, we're looking at extending the life of mine. So we have focused a lot of our effort and attention on further exploration on some of the other areas that we've noticed got good uranium deposits on our mining license. And we're really working very hard now with various consulting firms, whatever, to actually now make a project and a business plan for our board and our shareholders to approve to extend the life of mine. Mm-hmm. And currently our life of mine is still 2036. I hope that very early next year we can ask for another 20 years.
Yes.
Obviously that will cost quite a lot of money. We have to make sure that our sums are right and that all the stars are aligned will be very positive.
Yes.
So that's really our focus for this year.
With the global energy transition gaining momentum, how is Rossing adapting to the increased demand for uranium?
We are really looking at increasing our production capacity from where we are currently, and we want to do that by 2030 to just make hay while the sun shines and be able to sell more product into the market, but also to make sure that we are there for the long term. We're looking at becoming a reliable partner for uranium industry in the world. Obviously, I think uranium industry in Namibia is in a very exciting stage.
Yeah.
We only have Husab, Rossing, and Langer Heinrich currently in production. But we know that Bannerman with their Tango project, they plan to go in production by 2028. The Deep Yellow, with their project, they're looking at a definitive investment decision later in this year. And we also know that Trekopi is revisiting their project to see if they can maybe start up that mine as well. So I think it's a very nice space to be in the mining industry. Uranium price is very supportive. The demand for uranium is there. We've got the support of shareholder. We've got the support of board. It's just up to us to do the job and make sure that they actually get the benefit out of
that. Yes. And how does Rossing contribute to local content development and capacity building in Namibia?
I think there are two things. I think we're in a situation now in Namibia where with all of these operations starting up and gold is looking just as good, and then people are looking at starting up even more gold mines with a good gold price. I think our real investment should be in people, because we know we've got a huge unemployment rate in the country. But that unemployed people do not always have the skills that we need to start up a new mine or expand a new mine. So there's a lot of investment in people and young people. We've got 4 bursary students in China currently studying nuclear science. I actually just met one of them. She was at our booth. And I think that is where it is. In terms of downstream level content creation, it's very difficult. Because from here, uranium go to a converter. There's only 5 converters in the Western world. But upstream is to see how can you build capacity that you have a value chain that people can actually deliver into the mine and into the business itself. It's challenging, but I think our government is trying to facilitate that process to become a lot easier.
Yes. Sustainability is a hot topic. How is Wasing integrating ESG principles into its operation currently?
I think it's part of our structure. That's how we operate. In terms of governance, I think we've got a very strong board. In the latest governance service that was done, Rossing's board and the governance structure we've got in place is really up at the top. We are environmentally very sensitive to what we have. We're recycling 70% of our water. We work very close with industry, environment and tourism to make sure that we do what we promised to do in our environmental management plan. And then in terms of sustainability, the Rossing Foundation is 48 years old this year. And that was really the arm that we used to really invest back into the communities and make sure that we bring them along. So I think we've got a good story to tell. And it's up to the other companies to follow what we've been doing.
Yes, yes. Then, Yuan, what is your view on the role of mining expos like this in promoting sector-wide collaboration and growth?
I think there are two things. I think that the one is, it is obviously for us to interact as minds and learn a bit from each other because we don't see each other every day. Second, it's also I see this education too, to the public as well, to understand what mining is about and to understand the good work that mining is doing. Because mining, people just hear people drill and douse and blast and dig decals, but they don't see all the good that mining is doing. Currently, there's more than 20,000 direct employees in the mining industry between permanent employees and contractor employees. And I think it's a bit of an education tool as well. But coming back to your what upstream or what beneficiation we can do, it's also an opportunity for the young businesses, for the people who really want to get into the business, start a new business, to understand what the demand is out there, what's the mining industry looking for, and to see if they can get a foot open the door and start talking to people or maybe partner up with other companies and say, let us become a Namibian company that can deliver a specific service to the mining industry.
Yeah.
So that for me is the important thing about the Mining Expo.
Yes. Just the last question, Yuan. Any final message for stakeholders, especially young Namibians interested in the future of mining?
Well, the field is out there to play it. I think, as I said, there's a lot of new mines opening. The mines are looking for skills. But my message to young people is don't wait for things to happen to you. You understand what the needs of the industry is. There's mining engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, metallurgists, chemists, all sorts of levels in an organization. But it's really to position yourself and train yourself to be ready to apply for jobs when those things come up. Work is scarce in the country, but don't wait for things to happen to you. And you know, I'm a baby boomer. I don't understand Gen Z at all. But you have to work for it. Things are not just going to come to you. You have to, and then you have to be actively in mind decide that you're going to go forward and do things. And to all other stakeholders, there's a huge amount of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You must just go out there and look for it. It's not always come to you. You know, sometimes we are very much inward focused. We're trying to make our projects work. We're trying to make sure that people work safe and return home safe. We make sure that that we meet our production targets. And it's really using things like the Mining Expo now, that we are looking more outward, that we are more approachable, if I can use that word. But it's also then for the youngsters to come in there and say, what opportunities are there?
Mm-hmm. That was Yuan Kutsia, the Managing Director of Rossing Uranium. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.